This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The bill recognizing the pain a child experiences has passed the House Judiciary Committee, and a ban on abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy nationwide is beginning to percolate through Congress. Pro-abortion Democrats sought to gut the bill after they failed the bill passed committee on a party-line vote. When a minor discloses that they are in danger, most states require everyone from bus drivers to medical clinics to report that peril to civil authorities. But a Planned Parenthood medical clinic, meaning they are a medical clinic that principally sells abortions, told a woman posing as a 14-year-old that she could have an abortion and her 21-year-old boyfriend would not need to be reported. This is Life News Radio. The View. The accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. In other news, Britain's National Health Board is trying to force two Catholic midwives to supervise abortions. Mary Dugan and Concepta Wood won a court case over conscientious objection, but the health board says it will appeal the ruling. This qualifies as answered prayer. Sarah Murnahan, the 10-year-old Pennsylvania girl dying of cystic fibrosis, entered surgery Wednesday to receive a transplant lung. A judge overruled HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius in making the girl eligible. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.